I was told before we left that Tijuana was a dirty place. The streets are really tiny and not well maintained. The shops are crammed along the sides of the streets. There's a stop sign, an Alto sign, at every block. Men try to flag you into the driving into their auto transmission shops. On a few streets, you see a man with a camera and a donkey painted to look like a zebra waiting for you to spend your money on a tourist photo. They even supply a sombrero if you want it for the photo. Shop owners stand at the sidewalk and try to con you to come into their store. They desperately want American money. Beers were 2-for-1, so we got a bucket of beers, and then the waiter brought us free shots of tequila. Eugene doesn't drink hard alcohol, so I drank them for him because, I mean, when in Rome or when in Mexico. We ended up drinking about 13 shots after we met 3 young people ditching work from San Diego. We drank more beer. They kept giving us free shots. At one point, the bartender, wearing a sombrero and blowing on a whistle, threw a napkin around my neck and poured tequila down my throat. After that, we were dancing to the Macarena at the bar in Mexico at 4 in the afternoon with these 3 people we just met, and they ended up bringing us back to their place in San Diego and gave us a place to stay for the night. In a nutshell, Tijuana is pretty much an alternate universe, the way that Las Vegas or New Orleans is. And if you can't hold your liquor, just don't go there. Trust me.